Episode 2863, First and 10, Do It Again.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen. It's Friday, and that means, aha, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And boy, do we have a story for you. It's going to be a lot of fun. Are you ready? First and 10, do it again. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, I've got an announcement. I want you to be paying very close attention. If you want to be in the know right now about what is happening with Create Your Now, I want you to go to createyournow.com and subscribe to the newsletter. Yes, we have something extraordinary happening. We are partnering with pray.com, and we're going to have some exclusive content on there, and you're going to want to be in the know. You're going to want to know how to get to it, and it's happening very quickly here in the next week or so, and then in January, we kick off, well, can I just say, it's all about TV. Oh, yes, it's going to be fun. So get over there. Make sure you subscribe to the newsletter so you can be the first to know and understand how to get there. All right? It's going to be a blast. Now let's be all serious because we've got confession day. You know how I am about confessions. Having a family can feel like playing football. You want to teach your children the game of life, but you discover there is more than one play to get there. First and 10, do it again. How crazy have you felt lately with your children? Did you check the calendar? Did you know, like, next week is Thanksgiving break? You might want to go and check the school calendar. I can remember back in the day sneaking up on us, primarily because we homeschooled very early on in raising our children, and I didn't have to answer to anyone but us. I set the schedule. And so, wow, it was like, well, Thanksgiving week's here. I didn't have to prepare. I didn't have to know if they were in school or only in school for a half a day. But yeah, check the schedule. I just don't want you caught off guard. I've been there, done that. So as I was watching the Tennessee Titans play the Green Bay Packers, did you see the game? Did you see it? Well, congratulations. Yes, the Tennessee Titans beat the Green Bay Packers. What reminded me of how many times we rehearse a play in our heads, what to say, how to say it, and the penalty it needs, if any. Soon we go out in the field with a plan, only to discover we got sacked. It's really not fun when the parents get sacked in the game of life, but it happens all the time. And now, with the internet and social media, man, we get sacked more often than not. But somehow, some way, we get back up after colliding with attitudes and childish actions. Yes, first and 10, do it again. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. First and 10, do it again. This isn't about always knowing what to do in the manner you think you need to do it. Playing the game of life takes guts, gratitude, and gumption. And I know as we move into the holidays, I can remember, and I even get that way now. I mean, my kids aren't that much older. I have, you know, a few adults that have moved out, and, you know, my oldest, our daughter, definitely has her own family. We have the grandbaby, and oh, is he just absolutely adorable? Of course he is. He's mine. Well, not exactly mine, but you know what I mean. I'm a proud grandmama, for sure. But in saying all of that, I know what it's like to sit here and think, okay, you've got this plan, and you go out and you want to execute the plan, but the game plan fails. And you're like, now what? And you feel defeated. You feel like, gosh darn it, I lost. You want to win. Who doesn't want to win at the game of life? And you want to pass that ball, and you want to make sure that they catch it. You want to intervene when you know, oh, wait, this is not safe for you. But we can't be there all the time for our kids, whether they're young or old. They're going to fall down. They're going to get scars on their knees. They're going to have stitches. They're going to break their arm. They're going to have broken hearts. They're going to have relationships that don't work. And then, well, there's the family. And that's a mess in itself. I mean, we could just start there. But it's important to know that we, as parents, you and I, we've always got to be in the game. And we got to keep going for that first down. First and 10, do it again. So where do we show up in this game? Number one, guts. You are in the trenches until you're on the other side. That's just a fact of parenthood. You can't give them back. As much as I sometimes want to stuff them back in, I'm like, oh, no, that is not a good idea, right? But we kind of giggle about it. But at times we are like, could we just stuff them somewhere else because they're driving me crazy? It's confession day. Own it. It's all right. You have to be willing to put yourself between your child and the defender. And sometimes you have to be willing to let your child get knocked down. It's not fun, but it's a part of the game of life. And that, my friend, takes guts. And mom, you've got those guts. Dad, you do too. But what happens is we keep using them and we get worn out. We get tired. We find ourselves getting up in the morning going, gosh, I just wish I had a regular job and not any of these attachments. But somehow you have them and you can't get rid of them, so you got to take care of them. First and 10, do it again. It starts with guts. Number two, gratitude. Our hearts are challenged so much as parents. We can feel defeated in a moment, yet we still have to get up and keep doing what we're doing. It's called parenting. No one likes to lose. Did you watch the Titans and the Packers? Yeah, it's frustrating and it breaks your heart when you don't get what you practiced for, the win. In order to counteract what is happening, you have to center yourself in gratitude. Now that shows up in many ways. You can have a gratitude journal. You can wake up in the morning and allow that to be part of your prayer and praise in the morning. I love prayer and praise in the morning. I just think it's a beautiful thing. And it's one thing that I've enjoyed on pray.com. Yes, you're going to hear me talk about this. When I'm on pray.com, they come up with this Bible verse and it just has it. And then there's a prayer right after it. It allows me to really begin to focus my day and direct my mind so my actions will follow. Because if we just get up and we just start the day full speed ahead, and I've done it, by the way, many times. And when I've done that, sometimes I get through the day really good. But other times, most of the time, I fall flat. And it's honestly because I haven't had my prayer and praise. And so allowing yourself to get up and say, you know what, Lord, just I thank you for the mess that I'm in. I mean, we're in a mess right now. Remember our first renovations? It's a disaster zone. I still don't know what's going to happen with the Christmas trees. And you know me and Christmas trees. I love them. It is confession day, but we're not going to talk about my Christmas trees. That's for another episode. But seriously, we have to fill our hearts with gratitude first before we can extend that to our children. And they get that. They see that. And if we sit here and pretend that we kind of like you today, but really I'm stinking mad at you. You've said that in your mind. Come on, be honest. It's just between you and me. No one else knows. But you've got to be honest at where you're at. You don't have to get stuck there, but you need to be honest. Guts. Gratitude. First and 10, do it again. Number 3, gumption. Love that word. It's a fun word. You know, it's kind of like gumbo, but it's really not. Gumbo's great, by the way. If you're in the South, got to have your gumbo. But gumption, there's no other way around it. As a parent, a mom, a dad, a grandma, you have to be bold. You have to be ready to go down fighting for what you know is right for you, your child, and your family. And I think we've seen that a little bit more recently. You turn on the news, you see stuff in your feed, and people are kind of upset about what's going on with children. In the U.S. specifically. And it's important for us to know as parents that we need to have our children's best interests at heart. And we need to follow through with actions to support that. And a lot of times that takes gumption. Because in all reality, seriously, it lives up in our head. And we're like, yeah, I'm going to let somebody else fight it. I don't need to say anything. Seriously? If you don't say something, who's going to? You've got to look at where you are. And each child, each situation is so unique. And that's what's hard. Why do you think there's not a parenting book? Because every child, every person, every family is so unique. Now, there are tools and strategies you can go with and work with and say, okay, yeah, this can get me through the day. But you still have to determine what works for you, your family, and especially your child. Guts, gratitude, gumption, first and 10, yep, do it again. Get in the game of life for your child. Don't give up when you're tired. Get rest and then get back in the game. If you're always sitting on the sidelines, what do you think is going to happen to your child? They're not even going to be on the sidelines. They're going to be somewhere else, lost. That's not fair to them either. Now, I know you're doing the best that you can. And that's why I believe it's very important that we look out for our children. And we think of it like a football game. First and 10, do it again. The more you do it, the greater your chances of winning as a parent. And it's not about your scoreboard. More so about what you're doing for your child. And understand this too. This is a total sidebar. Your child at times may have to lose in order to win later. And that is tough as a parent. And I'm going to say this, and I'm probably going to get some emails and some notes that say, Christiane, I don't agree with you. And that's okay. That's why we have this open discussion. It allows us to think deeper and really figure out what works for us. But this is of my opinion. Not everybody gets a trophy. We all can win in different ways, but that doesn't mean every winner gets a trophy. And that's a hard thing to swallow. I have a grandson now who's growing up in that age. He's not there yet, but that's where he's going to be. And I raised five beautiful children in the age of, nope, not everybody wins. Everybody can be supported. Everybody can grow, can be stretched, can be taught, but that doesn't mean everybody wins in the same manner. So you have got to be the one who is your child's greatest cheerleader and the one who says, you know what? Sometimes it's okay to have the hard knocks. Sometimes it's okay to fail. Does it hurt? Yes, of course it does. When was the last time you failed? When was the last time you didn't get what you wanted? Did it hurt? Of course it did. So you have got to look at not just the feelings, but the facts. And you've got to move the scoreboard beyond the moment, right? That's what's important. Watching the Tennessee Titans and the Green Bay Packers. Did you watch when the Tennessee Titans played Kansas City? Guess who won? Kansas City. But in overtime. Tennessee brought it. They didn't win that game, but don't you think they still won a lot? Of course they did. They didn't get that check mark in the win box. It fell in the loser box. They didn't get it, but you know what? They learned so many lessons that allowed them, in my opinion, to go and play different with the Packers last night. There's always something we can learn from failures. And some of our greatest success comes from our failures. So know this, even though you're in the game of life, your child isn't always going to win and neither are you, Mom. And that's okay. Understand your feelings, but don't get stuck there. Help your children to see and own it. It's okay to feel hurt. It's okay to be frustrated. How you act upon it, that's the follow-up. That's where the lessons are learned. That's where growth is had. That's where children gain wisdom. So love your children with all your mind and all your heart. May your actions reflect your decisions that serve your children well. This is the day to give more. First and 10, do it again. Go out, Mom and Dad, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.